Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Amy Showalter is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Amy is the founder of the Showalter Group, which is an organization that helps companies like Southwest Airlines and the American Heart Association and International Paper, et cetera, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she is... Amy is an advocate. Amy is a fighter. She's out there fighting for people who need to have, who should have more of a voice than they do. And she's written a book about that called The Underdog Edge. And she's our new friend, Amy Showalter. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You don't mind me calling you a fighter, do you, Amy?
Not at all. That's quite an honor. I like that, actually. I may adopt that.
There you go. Well, when I read about what you do and how you think about things, that's what I think about. You know, you're a fighter. And when I say a fighter, folks, I'm talking about somebody who's willing to get in there and scrap it up and, you know, mix it up when it needs to be. And I want to thank you for that attitude, because small business owners are nothing if not scrappy. We're nothing if not fighters. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And in The Underdog Edge, we interview, there's several small business owners that are featured in the book who actually changed the minds of very powerful people. They took on everybody from AT&T and Ameritech to big box stores, and changed the minds of powerful elected officials because they were able to show that they have true underdog street cred. And people want to help the underdog. They really do want to help the underdog.
You're exactly right. And there are some other things in this. I mean, I am an underdog. I mean, look at my little teeny tiny company. You know, we've gotten ourselves associated with some folks like IBM and FedEx and people like that. And I've always, I'm convinced that there have been times with my company, Amy, where these companies did business with me just to watch us work. they were fascinated by what we actually were able to pull off. Don't ever underestimate the power of that, though. You know what?
Well, that's right. And what we find in the research we did for Underdog Edge is that powerful people and big companies and so forth have a need, really a psychological need, to help the quote-unquote little guy. They have a need to do that because they know that they've got a lot of resources. They know that there's perceptions, sometimes correct, sometimes incorrect, on them as large entities that aren't as positive as the perception that and the reality of the little guy of small businesses. And let's face it, I mean, you know that in today's job market and today's economy, you know, small business is what everybody is championing. Yes, we're talking about big companies sitting on all their money and so forth, but really when it comes to regulatory reform and things of that nature, it's all about we've got to help the small business person.
Absolutely.
You've got to help the small business person.
You're exactly right. And see, with the capability that small business owners have today, we don't have to, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you were a small business, you were a mom-and-pop backwater kind of company, more than likely. But today, with the technology and the power we have, we can compete for a bigger piece of the marketplace. And, you know, I've had people say to me, and one of the things I tell them, Amy, is don't be intimidated by the big guys. Because I've had people say to me, how did you get so-and-so, like IBM or FedEx or whoever, how'd you get those guys to do business with you, your teeny tiny little company? You know what I told them, Amy? I said, I asked them.
Exactly, right. You have to ask. And I bet you probably did that, Jim, in person, and you did that in very vivid ways.
No question.
And that's what we find is a part of underdog, successful underdog persuasion. We find that live discussions beat digital discussions every time. If you want to play with the big dogs, if you want to get them to partner with you, if you want to get them to change their minds and work with you, you will have to be vivid. And in the world of upward influence, which is what the Underdog Edge is about, we really look at the fact that that is proximity, that being vivid means you're close to somebody. And that's very important. And people... Yeah.
That means you have to show up.
Yes, yes, you have to show up. Not one of my underdogs in Underdog Edge was able to change the mind of someone without having not one, not two, but sometimes 100. I know that'll be intimidating to your listeners, but 100 meetings perhaps with a variety of individuals, lots of phone calls and so forth. So it's very high touch.
Well, the thing is if a big company is going to do business with you and they hear about you, they know about you, you've reached out to them, talked to them digitally, they may do business with you, but they're probably not going to be, they're not going to be as likely to do it if they haven't seen you. Because somebody, when they tell us, their boss, that they're going to do business with you, the first thing the boss is going to say is, have you met them? I mean, that's going to come up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what we find is that it's a tactic, again, that is very much undervalued. And I think people believe that, well, we've got all these digital tools, so I don't need to do that. But, again, we're not talking about influencing someone who's your equal. We're really talking about influencing someone who has the cards, who has the advantages, who has what you want. So you have to use different tactics. You have to use unconventional tactics as well. And this is, in today's world, you know, it used to not be unconventional to be Vivid, but I think it is a little more today. So the more that you are in front of someone and face-to-face, the more effective you're going to be. And we saw this with the people in Underdog Edge.
Right. No question about it. You actually have a checklist how to gain power, an underdog's checklist on how to gain power. Give us. I got about a minute. Give us one example on that checklist.
One of the checklists is that you really want to reinforce that you've worked hard for what you've got if you're an underdog. Because we do like to help the underdog because it makes us feel good, right? It makes us feel like it reminds us of what's possible. It's why we all root for the underdog in sports and business and so forth. Mm-hmm. So you've got to reinforce to the people you're working with that, hey, we worked hard for this. And sometimes if your disadvantage in the marketplace is not fair, you can play that drum as well as long as you aren't being a martyr and a victim. You don't want to overplay that. But you can definitely let people know you worked hard for what you've got, and if your lack of resources and so forth is unfair, it doesn't hurt to mention that as well.
Well, the thing about it is, in these days, the main thing you've got to do, to me, if you're going to work with the bigger guys, is you've got to be able to demonstrate that you are justified in being there, that you've got the ability. And one of the ways you do that is by being able to speak their language and plug in with them. They need to know that if they take a shot at your business and allowing you to do business with them, that you're not going to disappoint, you're not going to embarrass them. So you've got to be able to step up your game a little bit in order to accomplish that. The book is called The Underdog Edge, How Ordinary People Change the Minds of the Powerful. 20 after. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.